Lando's force aura grew cold, and he looked away in sudden discomfort.
Jaina, is there something you're not telling me?
About this situation? Jaina asked, frowning at his strange reaction. I don't think so. Why? Lando exhaled in relief.
Jaina, my dear, perhaps no one's mentioned this to you before. His voice grew more solemn. But when a Jedi starts talking about how much you mean to her, the future begins to look very scary.
Oh, sorry. Jaina's cheeks warmed with embarrassment. I didn't mean anything like that. Really, I was just trying to...
It's okay. Lando's voice was still a little shaky. And if you did mean something...
I didn't, Jaina interrupted.
I know, Lando said, raising a hand to stop her. But if things start to go bad out there, just get back to Coruscant and report. I can take care of myself. Understand?
Sure, Lando. I understand. Jaina started toward the hatchway, silently adding, But no way am I leaving you behind.
Good. And try to stick close. We won't be hanging around long.
A low whir sounded from Lando's chair as he turned it to face R8.
Ornate, prepare an emergency jump to our last coordinates.
I'm afraid that's impossible, Captain Calrissian. You gave standing orders to empty the nav's computer memory after each jump.
What?
Lando's anger was edging toward panic now.
How many other orders? No, forget it. Just countermand my previous commands.
All of them?
Yes, Lando snapped. No, wait!
Jaina reached the hatchway and, not waiting to hear the rest of Lando's order, raced down the rivet-studded corridor beyond. She still had no idea what the Sith were planning, but she was going to stop them. And not only because the Jedi Council needed to know everything she and Lando could tell them about the lost tribe of the Sith. Over the years, Lando had been as loyal a friend to the Jedi Order as he had to her parents, time after time risking his life, fortune, and freedom to help them resolve whatever crisis happened to be threatening the peace of the galaxy at the moment. He always claimed he was just repaying a favor, or protecting an investment, or maintaining a good business environment. But Jaina knew better. He was looking out for his friends, doing everything he could to help them survive, no matter what mess they had gotten themselves into. Jaina reached the forward hangar bay. As the hatch opened in front of her, she was surprised to find a bank of floodlights already illuminating her battered Stealth X. At first, she assumed Lando had ordered the hangar droid to ready the Rockhound's fighter complement for launch. Then she saw what was missing from her starfighter. There were no weapons barrels extending from the wingtips. In fact, on the side facing her, at least, the cannons themselves were gone. She was so shocked that she found herself waiting for the rest of the hangar lights to activate, having forgotten for the moment that the Rockhound did not have automatic illumination. The whir of a pneumatic wrench sounded from the far side of the Stealth X, and beneath the starfighter's belly, she noticed a cluster of telescoping droid legs straddling the actuator housing of a tame and backed KX-12 laser cannon. What the...